Acknowledgements. You think you are alone. Then you raise your eyes and you are surrounded. This book was written with the help of a generous grant from the John Simon Guggenheim Foundation. Its opening chapters were written at the Gould Center for Humanistic Studies of Claremont McKenna College. Its closing chapters on a series of weekend retreats at the Humanities Center of the Claremont Graduate School. Among other institutional debts, I gratefully acknowledge one to the library at the School of Theology at Claremont, and another to the Los Angeles Times, especially in the person of its editor, Shelby Coffey III, who was willing, in James Agee's fine phrase, to permit me voyage. At Alfred A. Knopf, Incorporated, Jonathan Siegel was patient but watchful while he waited for a lengthening manuscript, hospitable but rigorous when he received it, an ally as well as an editor. George Borchert instilled confidence at several crucial moments, as only someone can do who is more skeptical about nearly everything than one is oneself. My wife, Jacqueline, and my daughter, Kathleen, admonished me often to stop doing the things a wife and daughter might more naturally expect of a husband and father, and lock myself in instead with God. I embrace the memory of those admonitions. Others helped in other ways, corporal and spiritual, major and minor, passive and active, too various to describe. I gratefully acknowledge Martha Anderson, Eleazar Barkin, Daniel Boyarin, Janet Brody, Susan Brown, Joel Conneroe, Frank Moore Cross, Mary Douglas, Richard Drake, Richard Eder, Howard Eilberg Schwartz, Richard Elliott Friedman, God, Nicholas Goodhue, Donald Hall, Casey Hansen, Holly Hauck, Michael Heim, Herman Hong, William LaFleur, Thomas O. Lambden, Herb Leibowitz, John Levinson, William Lovard, Peter Machinist, Burton Mack, John McGuire, Frank McConnell, Ruth Mellenkoff, Mary J. Miles and the League of Irish Fatalists, Thomas Plate, Robert Polson, Ricardo Quinones, Alex Raxon, Martin Ridge, Philip Roth, Murray Schwartz, Stanislav Siegert, Elizabeth Sifton, Jack Stark, and last but very far from least, Mark C. Taylor. This concludes the reading of God, A Biography by Jack Miles. This book was read by Michael Pritchard.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.